From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. North Korea is willing to talk to the United States about denuclearization. That word from a senior American official on Sunday. It's the first tangible sign that the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un is still willing to meet with President Trump since the North first proposed the summit last month. The president has said he wants to meet with Kim before the end of May, but details on the talks are still unclear, including the agenda and location. American officials have said there have been secret contacts going on between the United States and North Korea. On Twitter Sunday, President Trump predicted there would be a resolution of the U.S.-China standoff on tariffs. Those tariffs would be placed on hundreds of billions of dollars of goods that the world's two biggest economies are threatening to impose on each other. Trump wrote, "China will take down its trade barriers because it is the right thing to do." He said, "Taxes will become reciprocal and a deal will be made on intellectual property. Great future for both countries." Trump said he and Chinese President Xi Jinping, quote, "will always be friends, no matter what happens with our dispute on trade." German officials said six people have been detained Sunday, allegedly in connection with a plan to carry out an extremist attack on Berlin's half marathon. The German daily Die Welt first reported that police were able to stop a plan to attack race spectators and participants with knives. And prosecutors said Sunday they still don't know why a 48-year-old German man drove a van into a crowd of people in the northwestern city of Munster on Saturday, killing two and injuring 20 more. The man killed himself in the van. This is VOA News.